Welcome back to Microsoft Virtual Academy. We are currently in the Hybrid Cloud Workload SQL course. So I hope that's where you intended to be, because we are now heading into our second module. This module, module two, is all about creating a database in SQL Azure. And in this particular section, what we're going to do is we're going to look at two major aspects of SQL Azure. Firstly, we're going to look at how to actually utilize the Azure Management Portal to create and configure an Azure SQL database, effectively a logical server that we can then connect to via SQL Server Management Studio for the purposes of deploying a database and all of its associated data. So essentially what we're going to do in this particular module is go through two major demos. Firstly, creating that logical server. Secondly, getting a database created inside SQL Server Management Studio and deploying across. So let's first look at what we actually need to do when it comes to creating and configuring an Azure SQL database through the management portal. Essentially, when we're creating our database through the admin portal, it's a simple two-step process, extremely easy. Pretty much anyone can do it. The first thing we need to do is create that database in the admin portal by simply choosing new database and choosing whether to either do a quick creation or a custom creation, which we'll look at in detail a little bit later on. When we create this, we will be asked a few questions. Firstly, we'll be asked for a username that we will use, and we'll talk about what type of username we're dealing with there, and then a password, what region we want to create the SQL logical server in, and then also whether or not we want SQL Management Studio to actually have access to that, effectively configuring the machine to allow connection via 1433 across the firewall. We will also need to configure that firewall in other areas to make sure that various other tools that we may need to connect to that can do so. And we'll talk about how we can do that in our first demo. In fact, speaking of our first demo, why don't we just jump straight into that management portal and have a bit of a look at how we do this. All right, so here we are in the Microsoft Azure management portal, and what we're going to do now is create ourselves our first SQL logical server and SQL database on Microsoft Azure. So we're going to choose New, Data Services, SQL Database, Custom Create. Choosing this option is going to allow us to create a new server and a SQL database at the same time with myself as the administrator. And obviously, as the system administrator, I can perform more tasks, including connecting to the management portal for SQL database, which we'll do a little bit later on so we can create some data and query it. Now I'm going to choose School as the name of my database. I'll choose the web edition of SQL Azure because I don't need the insane sizes that I might need in the business edition. And I'll choose to create a new logical server. So I'll just click the next button. And here I need to put in my login name. Now the login name needs to be an admin's name with no spaces. And basically SQL database will use SQL authentication over an encrypted connection to validate the user's identity. We don't support Windows authentication here. So I'll choose Macca as my name and put in an appropriately strong password over 8 characters, please, combination of numbers and letters and symbols. And I'll choose the region to place this particular database as West US. Notice I need to allow Windows Azure Services to access this server. I'm going to leave that checked so that I can connect to the database using the management portal for SQL or Excel in Office 365 or even Azure SQL reporting. And I'll now click the check button, which will go and create my database. As we can see, taking the details here from the action pane, we can see that I've created the logical server successfully and now I've created the database. Next thing we need to do is open up the firewall on this server to allow connections through the management portal for SQL database. So what I'll do is I'll choose to click my database, go to my dashboard, and then go to the page that represents my logical SQL server. Now under Configure, you can see here I can create rules. I'll call my rule Allow Connection, and I'm going to allow a range that will capture our proxy servers, 131.107.0.1, all the way through to 131.107.255.254. Obviously this is a little bit open, but something we need to do for the purposes of the demo. Welcome back. So we have created our SQL logical server. We have set up our firewall, allowing us to get access to that particular SQL logical server via Management Studio. Now, the next thing we're going to do is actually go ahead and deploy a database onto that logical server. When it comes to database deployment into a SQL logical server resident in Microsoft Azure, we're going to do three major things. Firstly, we've got to identify the database that we want to migrate. Now, in our demonstration environment, we're going to create a pretty standard school type management system. And it's a very well-known example that we use in quite a lot of our tutorials when it comes to building out SQL Azure. What we'll do is we'll identify the database we want to migrate. We will then utilize Management Studio to connect to SQL Azure and then effectively create a new copy of that database on SQL Azure. What we will then do is we'll use a bunch of T-SQL queries to ensure that the deployment has gone correctly and that everything is working properly. So you'll see the second part of the demo now. We'll jump into that Management Studio program and we'll see how we can actually get that on-premises database migrated across to the cloud and utilize the scale of the cloud in order to handle all of those transactions. So let's just jump into that demo and have a bit of a look. And now what I'm going to attempt to do is connect using the Management Studio. I'll choose the database to connect to, which in this case is school. And I'll choose to log in. Now what we're going to do is execute a script. In fact, we'll execute two scripts on the school database. You can see here we have our web-based SQL Management Console. I could, if I wanted to, connect to this directly through SQL Server Management Studio, but I kind of like the web-based format that I can see here. So we're going to run two scripts. The first one is going to create a schema that defines tables, columns, and relationships, and the second script is going to add some data to this particular database. So I'll choose to create a new query here on the school database. And what I'll do now is just copy my script. We will just select and run that. And that first script has gone and created our tables, our columns, and our relationships. Now, the next thing we want to do is go and insert our data. Now, what you can see here, we'll just do a new query so we can clear that. We'll go off to our other script. Again, we're not going to type all of this, as I'm sure you're not really that interested in watching me do it. So we'll just quickly copy and paste that and now run that script. And that now loads our database with information. Of course, now what we can do is just do a simple query of that information now that it's been loaded to that database to prove that we're actually getting information. So what I'm going to do is run a very simple select statement. I'll select star from person, the person table, like so. I'll run that. And there you have it, fully loaded data on our SQL database running in our SQL logical server, all in Microsoft Azure. Okay, so we've seen throughout this particular module a couple of major things. Firstly, how we can create that SQL logical server inside Microsoft Azure. And we've then looked at how we can take an on-premises database and move it into the cloud, into that pure logical server through SQL Server Management Studio. We verified that deployment was correct and that everything is looking good. So, looking at further resources for extra topics of interest before we move on to Module 3, obviously the TechNet Evaluation Center is one that we're fairly familiar with. TechNet Virtual Labs, again, if you want to start playing with some of this stuff, definitely have a look at TechNet Virtual Labs. Additionally, don't forget to look at the documentation section of Microsoft Azure's website for some tutorials that basically mirror what we did in our demonstrations today. And then finally, MVA, you're on it now. Hopefully you love it. Continue to use it. You'll find all sorts of interesting stuff on there. Okay, so that's it for Module 2. Hopefully you enjoyed that and seen how we can actually create and deploy databases to Microsoft Azure. Come back for Module 3. We'll start looking at how we can do things in an on-premises environment and how to monitor that stuff. Catch you later.